Hi everyone. So I'm glad you all have decided to tune in today. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. I always pray that it ministers to you, that something about it speaks to you. You know, I try to always incorporate the word of God, try to be led by the Holy Spirit when I do these things, because I want somebody's life to be changed. I want somebody to see something from a different perspective, maybe. But whatever it is, I just pray that you get something from it. And maybe it challenges you in some sort of way. But yeah, thank you all for listening. I pray that they just grow someday and that y'all continue to, talk with the Lord, develop a relationship with Him. Especially if you're a new beginning Christian, you know, you want to have that relationship with Him. You want to walk with Him daily, talk with Him daily, and grow as a person, grow as a human being. You know, be a walking disciple, walk like Jesus did in this earth, ministering to the lost, ministering to the weary. You know, He gave us strength. He gives us strength. You know, and He gave His disciples strength. But yeah, I just pray that you all continue to grow and that y'all continue to develop your relationship with the Lord. And if y'all hear something in the background, it's my little brother playing his little trombone. So he's in there practicing. But yeah. My topic for today, this is something that's, you know, kind of been on my mind for a while. And I don't know, you know, because we all kind of had relationships in high school. If you are a young person or a much older person, you know, you either in a relationship now or you was back in high school maybe, or maybe your parents didn't allow you to be in a relationship. But anyways, that's not my point. My point is sometimes we can bring our baggage into relationships that God has put together, you know, or friendships and stuff. But we can just carry a lot of baggage throughout our life. And, you know, everyone knows that Jesus carries our burdens, that He has said that He would carry our burdens, that His burden is easy and His yoke is easy and His burden is light. You know, He died on the cross to save us from our sins, and He says that He will carry everything for us and that we don't have to worry, we shouldn't stress about anything. For one, God knows everything about us. He knows what we need before we even need it, and He takes care of us because He is a loving Father. But that's been on my mind because I've been, you know, in a relationship these past few months. And, you know, I told the Lord, the next time I'm going to be totally transparent with y'all. I told the Lord, the next time I be in a relationship that He's going to be it. You know, I'm going to commit to it. I was going to, you know, work through it and all kind of different things. But I said, the next person that I date, I mean, He's going to be it. And I made a commitment. You know, I fast and I prayed. And it just felt right. And I felt like God's peace was surrounding it. So we've been working at it. And let me tell y'all, when you are courting someone, and especially if it's something that God has put together, you will see all kind of things come out. Things that you even know about yourselves, when you think you have got it all together, that the Lord has been preparing you for something, that He's been, you know, if you've been single for a while, which I am still single, I'm not married yet, but, you know, if you've been single for a while and then got used to your singleness and been spending time with the Lord and been reading books and praying and fasting and watching YouTube videos on how to deal with your singleness and how to prepare for your future husband or your future wife or whoever you may be. You know, you think you are ready and prepared. And I felt like I was ready and prepared. And then when I finally met someone and I was like, okay, this is it. And I'm working towards it. And then next thing you know, it's like, man, I have so many issues. that I didn't even realize I had or didn't even admit until he started bringing stuff out, started saying that this is the type of person you are. And then, like, today he was like, I'm basically just observing you and stuff because I'm getting to know you. And he has an accent and everything. But it just amazes me. And I know he has a deep relationship with the Lord. He prays all the time and talks to the Lord and asks for guidance and stuff. And, you know, it amazes me how much he actually does know me just from talking with me and seeing me and stuff. And I'm like, and then he spoke to my mama. He spoke to my mama the other day, and it was like they observed the same thing about my emotions and stuff. And I'm like, man, am I really like that? Are my emotions really all over the place to, you know, that I need strength in that area, encouragement? And it's so crazy because I'm a counselor and I am an encourager. But by them observing the same thing, I'm like, Lord, I got so much stuff to work on. And, you know, you think you have it all together, but you don't realize how much you actually carry. You don't know what other people see in you. You don't know, you know, it's a lot of things we don't realize about ourselves until somebody actually loves us enough to tell us, you know, Audrey, this is how you really are. This is what you do. And sometimes you may not realize it, but this is what I've seen. And sometimes you have to step back because it could be God talking through them and saying that, okay, this is what you need to work on. And this is how you truly is. And you may be amazed, but I realized that I feel like I carry other people's burdens. You know, I feel like I carry a lot of stuff. I think I overthink a lot to, like, it's crazy. Like, I'm trying to figure out all kind of different scenarios. I'm trying to plan something. It's so many things going on in my head that I'm like, Lord, you just need to take a break. You just need to mentally just take a break, just step back from everything. But yeah, we can carry so much, whether it's stuff from past relationships that you haven't gotten over, fears, doubts. You know, if you're trying to realize, think about, okay, what if you're so scared to make a mistake? You're so scared to even move forward in anything because you're so unsure. And that's how it can be sometimes. Like, I'm so unsure about certain things. And if I'm really, really unsure about it, then I won't move. I won't do it. And sometimes that can be, you know, that will paralyze you. When God's telling you to take a leap of faith, sometimes it could be like, you know, he could tell you to quit your job or start this ministry or join this nonprofit or join this volunteer. It could be anything God could be telling you, but you are so scared and you are so doubtful and so worried and stressed that, okay, it won't work out, that you won't be good enough. And it could hinder you in so many ways. And you could be missing out on so much that, you know, you don't realize at the moment because you're carrying so much on you. And God said, you know, just take a deep breath. Sometimes you need to just relax and not overthink. But, you know, a lot of us carry emotional baggage. A lot of us just carry so many things that we've brought into these new relationships that, you know, that are God ordained, and we bring in the past. You know, we have brought in past stuff into new relationships, and, you know, basically they're gonna pay for or deal with what you dealt with in the past. And it's not fair to them because they're a new person. But, you know, you've been so damaged or you've been hurt in some sort of way, and so you kind of have your guard up maybe. And it's probably, you don't even realize you have it up, but, you know, it's something that the Lord can only reveal. And sometimes he sent other people to tell you or show you. And so yeah, he's observing all these things. My parents are observing these things. And I'm like, man, you know, you think you kind of have it all together, but then in actuality, you know, it kind of sounds like you all messed up. But, You know, I take it out of love, and I know that they love me and stuff, and they won't tell me anything to hurt me. So usually people tell you things so you can grow and get better. And, you know, especially if they're older than you. And I know sometimes people say age is nothing but a number, but, you know, as you get older, you get wiser too. At least that's how it should be. And so, yeah, that my parents, of course, are older than me. My friend is older than me. And so, and he has a good relationship with the Lord. And so, yeah, he tells me certain things, and then they tell me certain things. I'm like, man, y'all sound alike, and y'all might actually have a point. And so, yeah, I didn't realize how much I was thinking, how much I was doubting, how much I was actually carrying, and until they actually was telling me that this is what you do, this is how you are. You worry about all of this for no reason. You stress about all this for no reason. And then you make plans and, you know, you just try to deal with a lot in one time. And sometimes it doesn't take all that. Sometimes we take one thing at a time, at a day at a time, and just see what happens. And I'm not saying not to plan or anything, but, you know, we don't want to overload ourselves and get to the point to where we burn out from worrying about so much and caring about so much and, you know, try to do so much for other people to like it's tearing us down. You know, I was trying to work on some stuff for us on our end, and I got so discouraged because it was like a wall I was hitting and I wasn't going anywhere. And so I was like, you know, I feel like this is the Lord saying it's not the right time. You know, we need to just be patient. We need to continue to work on communicating with each other and all these different things. And so, you know, I had to take a step back. And when I took a step back and stopped stressing, I felt a whole lot better. And I didn't feel as discouraged because I had to leave it in God's hand. And I chose to leave it in God's hand. And, you know, it felt like this whole weight just kind of lifted off of me because I didn't have to worry about something that was really out of my control. If you really want God to stand on your relationship, want Him to be the center of your relationship, then there's going to be a lot of things that's going to be out of your control. And it's going to be like, okay, you don't need to do this, Audrey. You don't need to do this, whoever your significant other. You need to just let me do it and sit down somewhere. Sometimes it can be like that. Just sit down somewhere and let me handle it. God is saying. So yeah. But, you know, I just really want to encourage some people to really just let it go. Let whatever it is go. Give it to the Lord. Because that's what He wants to do. I'm not saying that's His job. You know, He seeks to save us. He wants us to know Him. He seeks to care for us and love us, show this unconditional love. And just sometimes we just need to let it go. And y'all already know the song from Frozen when she sings Let It Go. But sometimes that's what we need to do. We need to give it all to God. And we don't need to worry about certain things or stress about certain things because, you know, He is the beginning and He already knows everything about you. He knows everything about your life. He knows the type of person you are. He knows everything about you. And He is saying that, you know, He wants to take care of you. And some things we just shouldn't worry about. We shouldn't worry about anything, actually. But, you know, it's things that we shouldn't just stress about. Because He is already taking care of it. You may not see it right now. You may not understand it right now. But it's already taken care of. Because, you know, everything happens in the spiritual realm before it happens in the natural. Because we are spiritual beings anyway. But everything has already been done. We just have to walk it all out. And that has brought me so far. That has got me through some hard days, some hard times. When I'm like, Lord, you have written, everything has been written. You know, you are the beginning and end. So you know the beginning of my life and you know the end of my life. And you know everything in between. And so my life has already been, you know, written out. You know, everything has already been done. I just got to walk through everything. And knowing that has strengthened me, has given me hope, knowing that, okay, whatever I'm going through right now, dealing with right now, it's not going to last forever. It's just a temporary season, especially if it's a hard one. It's temporary, and then I know that, okay, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And so, yeah, I just encourage everyone to seek the Lord, give him your burdens, give him your concerns, give him your worries, give him your doubts, and truly let him work in your life and, you know, encourage you spiritually, give you strength, especially if you are weary. And to pray, you know, pray that the Lord show you what exactly you need to work on. You know, what exactly you need to let go. Because, you know, it's unhealthy for us to carry so much because, you know, it brings stress, it brings worry. It just, you know, we end up being bombarded by so much. And it can wreak havoc on our mentality, on our spiritual life. You know, physically it can wreak havoc on us. We just gotta, and that's why he tells us to not worry. When he said in his word, he basically says it as a command. Do not worry. So yeah. I continue to pray for y'all, you know, well-being, overall well-being. And I pray that y'all continue to develop a relationship with the Lord, continue to converse with him, talk with him, get to know him. I'm still getting to know him. And I'm still learning about him. So, my dog growl. I don't even know what she growling at. But yeah, continue to be blessed. Continue to endure, persevere, because there is a reward at the end. And you don't want to miss out on this reward. Yeah, heaven is the ultimate goal. Girl. Thank you all for listening. I pray that y'all continue to listen and tune in. I pray that y'all share it. Y'all continue to help other people in the word and be disciples in this world. And yeah, thank you all. Y'all continue to be blessed. And I pray favor and prosperity over y'all lives. And that the Lord continues to work with you all. And just really develop a relationship with him, because he is the best person you can ever talk to. Even when you don't think he's listening, he's listening. Even if you feel like you aren't right with him, or something might be wrong, or you haven't talked to him in a while, he is sitting there right there waiting on you to speak to him. Waiting for you to say, Father, this is what's going on in my mind. This is what's going on in my life. And sometimes he has to send things. He allows certain things just so we can get back to him. You know, we can't do it by ourselves. That's why we have him. If we could do it by ourselves, then Jesus wouldn't have to die on the cross. God wouldn't have to send his son. And we wouldn't need Jesus if we had it all together. And that's not the purpose of Jesus sacrificing his life for us. So, yeah, continue to pray and endure and persevere. Be encouraged. And I love you all so much. Until next time.